This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Well, with all the turkey and pie that you'll be enjoying today, you might want to get out this weekend, maybe shed some of those calories. For some ideas for your holiday weekend, we're joined now by Jim Sullivan. He blogs about Boston arts and events at jimsullivaninc.com. And Jim, great to see you again.
And see you again too, Anthony.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. Same to you.
So a lot of families are gathering together today, and sometimes with all that togetherness comes a little bit of tension. I understand that that's at the heart of your first weekend pick for us.
Love, lust, tension, all at the heart of it. It's Harold Pinter's Betrayal, which is up at the Huntington Theater. And it goes in reverse order from an affair that starts in 1968 and ends in 1977. But the way we see it unfold is backwards. It's a man named Robert who is betrayed by his best friend, Jerry, who falls for his wife, Emma.
We have an exchange, actually, from the play. Here's Robert and Jerry, in which Jerry is surprised to learn that Robert knows of the affair.
She told you when?
Well, I found out. That's what happened. I told her I found out, and then she confirmed the facts.
When?
Oh, a long time ago, Jerry.
But we've seen each other a great deal over the last 4 years. We've had lunch.
Never played squash, though.
I was your best friend.
Well, yes, sure.
So, Jim, I'm a big Pinter fan. It sounds like there's a lot going on under the surface here. What do you like about the play?
The way it's written, I mean, there's a lot of very sharp, clipped dialogue, a lot of pauses, a lot of sort of repression, if you will, British suppression, and this veneer of civility, which rather masks, I think, what they're really thinking. And also just the way the memories unfold. I mean, they're flawed. You find out that each person has a different accounting of what may have happened in the past, which is, of course, you know, much the way it is with the rest of us.
Well, let's listen to another clip of the play. Here, Jerry and Emma reminisce about one Christmas that both their families spent together. Jerry recalls how he affectionately played with Charlotte, Emma's daughter. Let's listen.
All the kids were running about, and suddenly I picked Charlotte up and lifted her high up, and then down and up. Down and up. Do you remember how she laughed?
Everyone laughed.
She was so light. And there was your husband and my wife and all the kids standing around laughing in your kitchen. I can't get rid of it.
It was your kitchen, actually.
Actually, there's that memory playing tricks on people again.
Yeah. I guess it's what happens here is, I mean, you see the trajectory of their failed relationship. And, of course, I think you can't help but relate to anyone you might have had yourself. And then thinking about the person you maybe used to be back when it all started.
Well, it sounds great. That's Harold Pinter's Betrayal at the Huntington Theater. It runs until December 9th. You can find a trailer of the play at RadioBoston.org. Okay, Jim, what's your next pick for
us? Anthony, you like baby animals, right?
Well, who doesn't?
They're irresistible, aren't they? Of course, you know, usually they're kittens or panda bears or chimps or something, but how about a 40,000-year-old baby woolly mammoth?
Tell me about this. I'm intrigued.
Well, they didn't bring it back to life. That would be Jurassic Park. But this is a replica of a baby mammoth. They named it Liuba, and she's at the center of the Mammoths and Mastodons Titans of the Ice Age exhibit, a traveling exhibit created at the Field Museum in Chicago. It's up at the Boston Museum of Science through January 13th. And the music you're hearing now is part of the soundscape of the exhibit. The piece is You Woke Me Up by Andrew Bird.
First of all, Andrew Bird is a great musician. Tell us more about Liuba. They discovered her in Russia, right?
Yeah, she was found intact by a Siberian reindeer herder and two of his sons in 2007. And she is the best preserved specimen of her kind. She was buried in a mudslide and preserved.
Now, Jim, the exhibit refers to Titans of the Ice Age. That's plural. What else can we expect to see there?
Oh, we have a giant Ice Age bear and a ferocious-looking 14-foot Colombian mammoth, a dwarf mammoth, and a fierce, open-jawed, scimitar-toothed cat.
Wow, sounds great. So I've got to ask you, what is the difference between a mammoth and a mastodon?
Well, I think the short answer is they're considered cousins. They're related to each other. They weigh up to about 8 tons, tusks up to 16 feet, and they share time on the planet with early humans. I was talking to the traveling exhibitions manager, Hillary Hanson Sanders. She said because mammoths and mastodons overlap with human beings, this would have been a real confrontation. And that's something that you feel when you're walking through there. You go, I am very small compared to these things.
Well, that's the traveling exhibit, Mammoths and Mastodons, Titans of the Ice Age, at the Museum of Science. It runs until January 13th. If you want a sneak peek, you can find a slideshow at RadioBoston.org. So, Jim, we have time for one more pick.
That would be Neil Young and Crazy Horse on tour and performing at the TD Garden on Monday night. And what you're hearing right now is Neil's Walk Like a Giant from his latest record, Psychedelic Pill.
When I'm looking right in your eyes,
And it's great to hear old Neil back with his band Crazy Horse. He seems like he keeps coming back. It's a pretty good fit for him, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Neil plays in all kinds of formats, acoustic, electric, with various other bands, but this is his mainstay. I talked to Neil back in the 90s when he was touring with Crazy Horse, and he called it one big growling, smoldering sound, and I'm part of it. It's kind of like gliding or some sort of natural surfing.
Well, it's always great to hear him. I've seen Neil Young and Crazy Horse a few times over the years, and they can bring down the roof. Now, Jim, you have sort of one caveat about this pick?
Yeah, that would be price. Neil may be an old hippie, but he's an old hippie who likes to make money, and the ticket prices are steep, topping out at $275.
Oh, boy. Well, I guess he is a legend. That's Neil Young and Crazy Horse at TD Garden Monday night. You can watch the music video to Walk Like a Giant and find more information about Jim's picks at our website, radioboston.org. Jim, thanks so much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Anthony.
Jim Sullivan blogs at jimsullivaninc.com.
My name is Benjamin Zander. I'm the conductor of the Boston Philharmonic Orchestra and also the Boston Philharmonic Youth Orchestra. The holidays are a very happy time. And, well, I will spend my Thanksgiving between two events. At lunchtime, I will go to spend it with my grandchildren. And then in the evening, I will go and have another whole Thanksgiving dinner with about 60 Chinese students. And we will make music, lots of different performances. And that's a memorable occasion. I always love to do that.